A New York Times article today points out that murder rates in a quarter of the country's largest cities are up. Among them is Anchorage. The story only draws on data through 2015, and so doesn't include the 25 homicides Alaska's largest city has seen this year. Though city officials have been all over town trying to explain what's happening and what they're doing about it, many people simply do not feel safe, not even at home. Under a wooden pavilion in Valley of the Moon Park Thursday evening, a crowd of residents, maybe 150, forms a huge circle around Anchorage's mayor and police chief, asking questions and sharing concerns. At times, things feel like they're about to devolve into chaos.
There's a lot of activity going on in all of these camps.
What about the people? It's not just the camp. All the drunkenness
is
the worries and suggestions run the gamut, from highly technical recommendations for submitting police reports to broad calls for armed citizen patrols. One man even suggests that the city should look to the Philippines for guidance, where extrajudicial killings are spiking, a view not warmly embraced by the surrounding crowd.
I'm a right winger, but the point is...
But there was plenty of civility, too, with laughs and applause as Mayor Ethan Berkowitz and Police Chief Chris Talley fielded questions and explained how the city is addressing the issue. It lasted an hour and a half. And this is the same park where, less than 2 weeks ago, Bree DeHuizen and Kevin Turner were murdered, which many people in this affluent area near downtown say was a breaking point for them. Eva Gardner lives nearby and helped coordinate a letter signed by more than 90 people, which was sent to the mayor, asking for solutions to a perceived rise in crime and violence.
My point was to point out some discrepancies in what I was hearing, which was the mayor was, on the one hand, and the police chief reassuring us that we're actually relatively safe, but on that kind of jars when you look back last week at the warning that APD put out about staying off the trails after dark.
Gardner was referring to a statement issued by the police department just after the Valley of the Moon killings, advising residents not to travel alone at night through parks, trails, or on quiet streets. But many residents say quick access to parks and trails is exactly why they live there. Larry Gordioff's lived in Anchorage since the 70s and raised his family in this neighborhood. He says there's always been crime in Anchorage. The new part is that it's come to Valley of the Moon.
Years ago, we cleaned up Spinard. Big deal in the city, we're cleaning Spinard up. Well, they moved to Mountain View. So then they get over, we're going to clean up Mountain View. They moved to Fairview. Then they moved down to the town square. And when they kicked them out of there, here they are. So where do they go next?
This is a vision of public safety as an unresolved game of whack-a-mole. And city and police officials have been at pains in the last few weeks to plead their case to the public that they're not just pushing problems to other parts of town. They've stressed long-term solutions that City Hall is pushing, like more housing for vulnerable residents, a homeless coordinator, and an aggressive effort to rebuild the police department's staffing levels. But for Rosalind Thompson, that is just not a comfort.
I'm friends with Bree. Came back up here to be with friends and family after I heard what happened. And mostly my original concern was over the lights. I mean, because I lived in Valley of the Moon for 3 years before I moved out of state this summer. And oftentimes, like, the lights won't be on when I'm out walking. And it's just like, I wondered. I was like, okay, well, were the street lights on the night that Bree was murdered?
Several residents asked about the possibility of a serial killer. Chief Chris Talley has been adamant that he won't speculate on that question or any of the unresolved cases. For many people, that's an inadequate response. But Thompson was less troubled by that than by how much of the conversation hovered around blaming homeless people.
I mean, it was a friend of mine that was murdered, and for no reason, as far as I know. It is concerning, and I feel like my hypervigilance is, like, through the roof, especially since, like, the mayor and police chief are just giving us, you know, fluffy political answers. So, I mean, I think people have a right to be concerned, but I wish they weren't demonizing the homeless while they're at it.
After the forum wrapped up, the mayor and police chief stuck around to talk with lingering residents one-on-one, even as their staffs tried pushing them to their next engagements.